A lot of us, obviously, with the COVID-19 outbreak are not supposed to work. If we can't work, we can't make money. So behind the virus itself, that's the number two concern. There are things we can do to manage our money, what we've got, while we wait for things to return to some kind of normal. Jill Gonzalez is an analyst at Wallet Hub. She joins us once again with some thoughts on personal finances now. Jill, welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks for having me back.
For the people who don't know Wallet Hub, explain what you're about.
We are a consumer-focused personal finance website, so really trying to help people make educated decisions about what they're doing with their money.
And have you reached the limits of your education yet? I don't mean to be flip. It's just that nobody's ever seen a situation quite like this in recent memory.
Well, I mean, we're trying to put together original research, kind of asking people what they're doing during this time, what they're thinking during this time. And we're also trying to get the word out there about what can be done to really help your situation that people might not know about yet.
When you consider the scale of economic activity affected by the virus and the precautions around it, I mean, what jumps out to you about what you're seeing here?
Well, I mean, we have been asking consumers for a while, when do you think the next recession is coming? And we would get all types of answers, from the next 6 months to a year to 2 years to 5 years. What are you talking about? I don't think it's coming. And I think we all are in the very real situation of it being here with very little notice. So now it's really about what people are doing, what people have questions about, and who's affected, which is more people than I think that we would have originally imagined.
Well, and I would think they'd have some contradictory impulses here. On the one hand, hold on to your money, because if your job is impacted, you will have less of it. But then there's the other pressure, for example, to buy enough groceries and supplies to last you in home shutdown for a while.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So right now, around 160 million Americans said that they're saving more money during this time rather than spending more. At the same time, kind of at the front of this, they also said they're spending anywhere from 20 to 40% more on groceries. So you're exactly right. There's this idea of saving over time, but at the jump of things, to really stock up and therefore spend more.
Now, some of the spending more on groceries obviously is going to come just from sheer volume. I mean, when you're told, you know, prepare to be home for 2 to 4 weeks, that's a lot of groceries. But is there also some issue of people paying more for some household products just because they want to make sure they have them?
Absolutely. So when these are not available, say, at your grocery store, you're going to more places like convenience stores, CVS, Walgreens, where some of these things tend to be at a little bit higher price point. Unfortunately, we've seen stores kind of price gouging right now as well. On the second market, places like Amazon, which now have cracked down. But, yeah, it is one thing to really be aware of.
I'd heard about that Amazon crackdown. Somebody bought a bunch of, was it hand sanitizer, and tried to sell it back to the public for a huge markup?
Yeah, a huge markup. So that now all has been seized. He had no one left to sell it to because he was banned from selling it. So that is now all going to people at face value.
Oops. Okay. Well, something to think about not doing when you get to this point. So, Jill, there's obviously going to be a temptation when cash gets tight to use credit cards. So what kinds of recommendations are you making at this point on the use of credit cards?
Yeah, right now about 70 million Americans anticipate having trouble paying their credit card bills because of the coronavirus. And the banks and credit unions have said that they are willing to work with consumers right now. They were very quick to say that. So that might look like forgiving a late payment, extending grace periods, lessening interest rates during this time. They have said that they're going to do that to help consumers. So now it's up to us to meet them halfway and actually call in about your specific account and see what exactly they can do for you. So the wait lines right now on the phones are long. Brace yourself for that. But it's really the only way to get help. And the banks have also said that they're working on more online solutions to help mitigate these lines. But right now, I would say it's definitely worth it.
Okay, so they are really easing up a little bit. You can have some restructuring of your debt or some fees waived, perhaps?
Yes. So, again, exactly what for your specific account, you know, how long you've been a customer, if your accounts are in good standing, all of these things will certainly matter here. in terms of what they can do, but it should be something.
We're talking personal finances with Jill Gonzalez from Wallet Hub here on the Jefferson Exchange. We have a short window with her. If you want to get in here and ask a question or make a comment, join us at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So if people have bought things like vacations on credit cards and those have been canceled, what kind of process do they have to go through to make sure they get their money back?
Yeah, so if you purchase a flight or a hotel or the trip package via credit card, then check to see if your credit card has travel insurance. About 20% of them offer trip cancellation insurance specifically, and they typically provide an average of about $4,500 in coverage. So that certainly can help here. Again, it depends what credit card you used, what exactly you bought. And then if you maybe didn't use a credit card with that type of insurance, check to see if you did purchase that optional travel insurance with it. And even if you did, check to see if that coverage includes what's known as CFAR, or cancel for any reason coverage. If that's something you bought, then that should cover the trip. You should be getting anywhere from 50 to 75% back.
Now, the coverage, since it is an option, does it have to be requested, or for some cards, does it come on automatically?
For these cards that I mentioned, the 20%, it will come automatically. Mm-hmm. You'll just have to file a claim like any other type of insurance.
Okay. Now, as far as vendors go, though, I mean, if you're dealing with airlines, et cetera, I mean, are they giving you a chance to, I mean, if they're not having your flight, I mean, and you can't go to where you're going, if you're flying to Canada, for example, right now, do they offer some options for rescheduling or just sort of storing the value of that ticket for later?
Yeah. So I have seen this actually just happened to me. So I was dealing with the airlines. If it's canceled, I think usually they first offer you a credit. If you are not happy with a credit, say, listen, you canceled my trip. I would like this just placed back on the card that I pay with. So that is something that they've been doing. You just kind of have to be a little bit vigilant about it if you want the money back instead of a credit. And they are offering times to reschedule. So that's, you know, something to keep in mind. If you're rescheduling for a time that is inconvenient to you, you can also ask for a credit on top of it. So that's, you know, one thing that I think is a little bit flexible right now. Obviously, the airlines are in a tough place and do want your business right now more than ever. So they might be more willing to work with you than previous trips you've had.
Okay, so let's talk outside the travel realm here. Cash advances, do people still get these against credit cards?
Cash advances are still available. However, it's something I never recommend. The interest starts compounding on that as soon as you get it. You don't have any type of grace period with a cash advance. And cash advance fees are quite expensive, anywhere from 3 to 5% of the transaction. So that's one thing that I would definitely say is one of your last resorts.
Okay, good to know. It didn't seem like cash advances were a bunch of a good idea anymore because you seem to get lines of credit and other things fairly easily. What would be some of the ways in which people might look for a way to obtain cash in the short term just to sort of, you know, bridge themselves over till the job resumes?
So right now, one thing I would look at is a balance transfer credit card to at least buy yourself some time on the debt that you do have. We're going to see these offers start to tighten pretty soon, I would say. Right now, if you have good credit, you can get a good balance transfer card that has 0% interest from anywhere from 18 to up to 21 months right now. So that lengthy of a period, I think, is going to start to dwindle pretty soon. So I would look at balance transfer credit cards, and I would look at offers on new credit cards that still come with those good intro rates. Both of those options, I would say, are better options than a personal loan right now, but that is an option as well.
For the balance transfer credit cards, is there usually a fee, either as a flat fee or a percentage of the amount you're transferring to incur there?
There are some. I would say that the length of the introductory offer kind of negates that. There are also, if you have good or excellent credit, some cards that give you the combination of the long intro 0% period and no fee within the first 3 months.
Okay. Any other what other financial moves and guidelines or things that people might be thinking about right now that they wouldn't normally consider, but will now because they're too concerned about their cash flow?
I've gotten a lot of questions about refinancing right now on mortgages because the Fed did drop rates to zero, which we haven't seen since the last recession. A lot of people are now asking, you know, is now a good time to refinance? And a week ago, I was saying yes. Now we're actually seeing banks keep rates as they were, or we've seen actually some increase because they've gotten inundated with refinance applications and they're overwhelmed with many other things right now. So a week ago, I would have said, yes, now's the time to refinance. Now it's not really looking like that anymore. So I would, you know, actually hold off on that for the time being.
Okay, so so what's the biggest surprise for you, Jill, and what you're seeing both in the economy and how people are dealing with money issues?
I think the speed at which we have seen shutdowns, layoffs, bailout proposals, you know, really in a matter of days. You know, we can't even say weeks yet. I think that has been surprising to everyone, even people who look at money and who look at the economy every day. And so that, I think, has been the most surprising, the most eye-opening, and obviously this trickles down to consumers, no matter what industry you're in, although some much more affected than others. So this is a time to really be prepared and to be really thinking of the long term here, you know, weeks and months ahead instead of just right now.
I can back up what you were saying about talking to the credit card company because I had to call one this week. The phone system said it would take a minimum of half an hour to talk to a real person. I don't call often. I assume that you have to wait usually some time. It actually turned out to be less time because I got the callback feature with this card. But call volume's high, you're saying?
Very high right now. We're seeing most of the major banks have wait times of around an hour or more. Because a lot of people, you know, are taking them up on their offer of trying to help people during this time.
All right. Is this a kind of a help that you saw during the last recession?
I think that the banks are being a little bit more proactive this time around. I mean, to see such a response from them, again, within days of the layoffs and things like that, I think that they might have learned their lesson from last time and also know to get ahead of this.
Okay. Yeah, a lot happening in a hurry. And even Congress is moving fairly quickly to get some cash out there to people. We'll see what happens as negotiations continue into the weekend. We got an idea of some ideas for handling personal finances during the COVID-19 crisis from Jill Gonzalez, who is an analyst with Wallet Hub. She joined us last May, to talk about Oregon ranking worst among the states as a place to retire for military veterans. So good to have you back on the program, Jill. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Stay safe.
You bet. Stay safe.